This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, listeners. A couple episodes back, we crossed a very important milestone. 250 episodes. That's almost 250 different search terms, 250 deep dives down different dirty rabbit holes, and probably triple that number of porn videos that we've considered, watched, reviewed, and/or rejected so that you didn't have to. Frankly, my genitals and my eyeballs are a little sore from it all. Thank you. Hey, you know, by the way, if you're ever looking for a way to commemorate your fanship, we have a Patreon. You can subscribe for as low as $3 a month, and we have perks like merchandise discounts, blooper reels, extra clip reviews, thirst traps seem to be very popular, and we've even started a series that we call The Pre-Cum, which is basically a bonus podcast. Rachel and I hop on before we record our episodes, and we shoot the shit about our latest sexual adventures, and also answer questions submitted by listeners like you. That's right, you can genuinely ask us anything, and we'll honestly probably respond. We've yet to encounter a question we couldn't handle. Gauntlet thrown, famous last words. You can find us at patreon.com/girlsonporn.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Laura.
I'm Rachel.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything. Before we introduce the topic, we have a risky little segment for you today.
69 seconds of sex news.
We've pulled headlines from the news to keep you informed and horny. Here we go.
Crikey! A study has found that 42% of Australian Tinder users take star signs into consideration when evaluating potential partners. Plus, 30% of all Gen Zers globally check their date signs before meeting up. Beyond looks, humor, enjoyment, life goals, drinking and smoking habits, and what office quotes you like, you better beef up your profiles and add in your sign if you want to go down under.
Researchers in South Korea have discovered links between married women's hair and their sex life. The study surveyed 204 heterosexual married couples and found that the husbands of women with longer and higher quality hair were more sexually attracted to their wives, and that couples with wives who had that type of hair had more sexual intercourse than other couples. On the flip side, the husband's hair had no bearing on their sexual intercourse because nothing is fair and everything is totally fine. Oh, just once I'd like to see some evidence that the mullet isn't working out in the modern man's favor.
A new study in andrology of more than 200,000 British men has shown that excessive computer usage is linked to erectile dysfunction. The study states that for every 1.2 hours of computer time, risk of developing ED is 3.2 times higher. While the researchers aren't exactly sure why this is, they did note the well-known idea that sedentary lifestyles contribute to erectile dysfunction, and further found lower levels of FSH, an important reproductive hormone. All this to say, we'd like to apologize to intern Matt for increasing his risk of ED while helping with this episode.
Sex on the beach. It's not just the name of a tooth-rotting cocktail. While I thought it was just something that Greece made up, it turns out people actually like to get down on the sand. At least that's the case for a couple who were caught on camera having sex on Pattaya Beach in Thailand between 2 and 4 a.m. This is just the latest in an ongoing trend of people meeting up for a boom with a view at the spot known as Sin City Beach. While police are reportedly investigating the incident, they believe the pair is likely another cold case. Another set of public playmates gone before we could even give them a high five for being so damn cool.
And that leads us to today's topic?
Yeah! Sort of.
I'll take it.
Sure.
Today we're talking about cruising.
We're continuing gay month here on the podcast.
Unofficial gay month. Yeah.
Gay porn month.
Gay male month for us.
Yes.
Because bareback.
Which is every month for me.
Yeah. Every month is gay month and Rachel is gay male month in Rachel's world.
Yeah.
But also a girls on porn. Just during a heavily gay male month.
Well, sorry. It is what I've been watching the most of recently.
Yeah. And also cruising is a way overdue topic. And props to intern Matt for just a wealth of research.
Yeah.
A lot of this I was like vaguely aware of, but I'm really fascinated by some of the stuff I'm learning and some of the articles that he pulled.
Yeah. For those who are not familiar with the topic, with the act, it's a cultural phenomenon that's very important to queer men or men who have sex with men, because it's like, you know, it was born out of necessity and has been a political act, an act of liberation, an act of expression, and has been a form of community making in its very own special way.
Mm.
Yeah, it's also known as like, you know, cruising is walking or driving around about an area in search of a sex partner.
Yeah.
Anonymous, casual, one-time variety, you know.
Yeah, worth mentioning that it started as a code word.
Yeah.
Because you could say, oh, I'm just like cruising around. And people are like, oh, you're just driving around town.
Yeah, of course.
Whereas
right. Going for
the implication was much more specific.
Yeah.
Matt also gave us this alt definition that I love. Cruising is the art of finding sex in public places, typically men-only spaces like men's rooms, gym locker rooms, saunas, public spaces like parks, beaches, nature reserves, interstate rest areas, highway waysides.
Mm-hmm.
One more fun term to toss in there, cottaging, the gay slang term originating in the UK, referring specifically to sex between men in a public lavatory. A cottage or a tea room might be other words for men's bathroom or for a bathroom in general.
Yeah, this is an interesting topic because, like I said previously, it was born out of necessity. It was the only way available for a very long time for men who have sex with men or queer men.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a difference because a lot of, and it still exists to this day because there are people who live, you know, on the DL, they live their life and are not comfortable being out. And it has a sort of like an interesting, I think, like arc or like cyclical thing where like it was the only thing available. Mm-hmm. And then obviously as more people became more comfortable coming out and being out open, and then we have apps and like, you know, a different way of meeting up, but it still exists. It's almost now circled back because it's like a kink or a fetish to like hook up wordlessly, anonymously in a public place. And that fetish only exists because obviously like the shame of being gay or the taboo of being a gay person is still around, you know?
Yeah. And I was going to say like some people cruise because they want to cruise. Like some people
it's just kind of fun.
Like to meet people that way, or the fun sort of like adventure.
Yeah, the risk factor.
Of like trying to connect with someone in public. Yeah.
Right. Is still exciting. I mean, it's no longer like just the only way people can hook up, but it is still obviously around because it's like thrilling.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
It's like a different thrill now. Now it's like the thrill of like being caught or of just like having some sort of like taboo act of doing something usually like wordless and like anonymous and discreetly.
Yeah.
And like that's it. It's just like, it's almost like, you know, just sort of like a fun little transactional meetup, rendezvous.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's really fascinating to me because as like a straight-ish woman, that's sort of like, I was kind of talking about it with, you know, some gay friends the other day. And I was like, I get it because like, that's sort of like the reason I go to sex parties, you know, is to sort of have that interaction.
Yeah.
Like that is more exciting to me. Like actually like going back to sex parties, I'm like, I hope I don't see anyone that I hooked up with last time. Like I want it to be like.
You want it just to be fresh and like.
Yeah. Transactional.
Have a little bit more of that anonymity.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Where it's just like wordless. You see each other across the room. You look at each other and that's it. You know, like that is sexy to me.
Yeah. Granted the sex party, like those play spaces kind of provide that safety.
Yes.
Where like, typically, women aren't running around. Like, it feels like there's, I mean, there's certainly plenty of risk in the gay cruising space as well, but you see it less with women for obvious, like, societal reasons and, like, safety reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Should we get into the history since I touched on the like safety of it all?
Yes, let's do it.
So early hubs for cruising, port cities, San Francisco, New York.
Of course.
A lot of these places like drew queer people just because of the work opportunities, sex work, sailing, right. We all know.
Right.
I did not know this. In the 1920s, there was something called the Shacknoe Bill. Thousands of men were arrested for having sex in public bathrooms.
Right.
They made it illegal to frequent or loiter about any public places soliciting for men.
Yeah.
Also, like, famously, Oscar Wilde went to prison for lewdness in 1895, essentially for cruising. And it's, like, it's interesting to look at the movement of these laws because some of them are outright, like, some of them are about, like, sex in public spaces. Some of them, more historically, are truly just about, like, men-on-men stuff. Like, about sex between men being criminalized.
Yeah.
But as recently as 2007, there were some, like, highly publicized police stings focused on cruising locations in the Twin Cities.
Crazy.
Senator Larry Craig was arrested for cruising in a men's room at the Minneapolis-St. Paul airport.
Crazy.
And that was sort of framed, like, it can be framed around, like, the risk of public sex. Like, think of the children. But, like, cruising done well is entirely discreet, you know?
Right,
It's not on display in the way that you might think. Like, the whole point is to be able to do it completely privately and therefore, like, safely.
Which makes it feel to me like sort of like inherently male because you know what I mean? Like the idea of it being like, nope, I'm not going to talk about this. Like, I'm just like I'm a guy who sometimes just likes to have sex with guys and that's it. I'm not no homo. I'm not gay, you know, like, or you know what I'm saying? Like that just, I feel like that's something that is like traditionally sort of like a masculine way to like deal with like emotions or interactions. It's like the least amount of, you know.
Did just have it be like more transactional.
Yes. The least amount of words as possible.
Yeah. Know, like, there's also just something kind of anatomical about male spaces and male sex and being able to like reach over and just like grab a cock. Through a pair of jeans and or like demonstrate an erection. Yeah, like the cruising anatomy. Involves like the rituals that sort of signal like foot tapping, coughing twice, but also like showing hard, like demonstrating an erection.
Right, like grabbing a crotch.
Grabbing your own crotch, which like eye contact. I can grab my crotch as a woman and like send a message. But
right, of course.
Yeah, so much
but
of this
is. But it's not as easy to like,
Yeah, it's fully steeped in like a specifically gay male history.
Right.
There was also between 1923 and 1966, the NYPD used entrapment to charge over 50,000 men criminally with degeneracy. And a lot of this entrapment stems from like other laws and just general fear and like whipping up around gay sex. So there were like Hollywood laws, there were bans on serving liquor to homosexuals.
Yeah.
Just generally like bans on depicting queerness that then lead to these like entrapment efforts and these like stings where like cops would go and encourage the sex or like watch the sex and then arrest people. Like that's what happened to George Michael, who was pretty famously arrested for cruising Beverly Hills Park. And he can't be arrested until the act is completed. So, like, literally a cop goes to this space, engages with the sex act, like, watches the sex act, and then arrests the guy and outs him. So, pretty ugly tactics. And
huge, huge in, like, parks and also bathhouses, you know?
Saunas, your local gym sometimes, although
if you think that it's not happening at your local gym, I don't know what you are living your life looking through the world at with rose-colored glasses because people be fucking at your local gym in your sauna, you know?
People be
cruising's
fucking.
Cruising's happening every day. You just, you're just not away.
Right now, somewhere.
Yes.
Make a wish and somewhere.
Yes. It's happening.
Somebody's fucking in a public bathroom.
Like, I recently just found out that there's a spot in McCarran Park, like, literally, like, around the corner from me, behind the pools where, like, the sprinklers are, and, like, it's a notorious cruising spot. Like, if you open up, like, Grindr, or, like, it's, like, that's where people are scruff. Like, that's where people are hanging out.
That's funny.
Also, the Rambles in Central Park.
The Brambles notorious. Are legendary. Yeah. Yeah, there's certain movies that, like, anytime, like, there's even queer horror that plays on this, where like if a gay man like goes through the woods, you like think he's gonna be cruising, and then it's like surprise, maybe he's not.
But I know, he's like, oh shit, hey, you know,
like, yeah, like anytime a male character just like traipses through the woods, I'm like, food and screws for sex. What are we learning about this person? Like, there was a gentle nod to it in.
Was it in Scary?
All of Us Strangers?
Oh, I thought it was like in Scary Movie. Like,
oh, maybe that too.
Yeah, I haven't seen Scary Movie. Scary Movie does not hold up. It is so offensive, but there's definitely, I feel like there's like a
cruising
like
reference. Yeah. There's a shot in All of Us Strangers where, I think it's All of Us Strangers, if I'm not too brain fried to get this right, but I'm pretty sure there's a shot where like one of the characters, like I think Andrew Scott, like goes through the woods and comes out again.
Yeah.
And like you're kind of not sure if he's cruising, and then he is or he isn't, and then he got like it kind of plays on the expectation.
Yes,
exactly. Like you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. That like we think he's cruising, he meets a guy there.
Yeah.
And then it's his, which is also just like a really cool, smart sort of psychological play.
Yeah. Also, Fellow Travelers, there's a really good scene where they like cruise in the bathhouse because, again, like during like the lavender scare.
Yeah.
Where you couldn't be gay in DC.
Yeah.
I feel like there's sort of like cruising because, like, there was a lot of persecution. Like, now that's like it, out of that was born Dark Rooms. You know, like they were like, well, we still like to do it, so let's like make a safer place and we'll just do it at the bar, you know, and like there's a dark room at the bar.
Like do it in a way that
we'll turn the lights off, you know,
it's like contained. For a lighter fact, or just like a funner detail about the history of this, the Village People's Song, YMCA, is a cruising anthem. Period. Like, it's delightful that it's, like, such a weird, massive hit, and that the straightest people you know are all singing this song and doing the dance at their weddings. Mm-hmm. But it was specifically a reference to the Young Men's Christian Association, well-known spot for cruising, specifically the McBurney Y in Chelsea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Village People. Wow. Also, Macho Man, you know?
Come on.
Very queer-coded.
Come on.
Yeah, what else?
That's, I mean, I could just, like, literally read aloud from this, like, gorgeous document that Matt has laid out for us. But I think that sort of covers the basics of it. Maybe also just worth mentioning that there were all kinds of punishments for this criminalization throughout history. It was everything from, like, being arrested, having it publicized, and therefore, like, it being impossible to get work, like, getting the stigma attached to you, and going so far to, like, being institutionalized.
Right.
You know, that happened as well. So
sad.
It's a
But it's
a wild,
I mean, like,
history.
Yeah, it is. But again, it still like exists today. Like, people still do it today because it's still a fun, hot way to hook, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I get it. Like, it makes sense to me. I like when sex can feel sort of transactional and just like a one time thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's, yeah, I like it. I mean, I get that there are, you know, where it comes from. Like, it was, again, like, because that was the only way that was available to people. But yeah, I'd be doing it if I was gay, man. Tell you that much.
Yeah. You're going to get your fix. Yeah. It also always just like reminds me that like this hysteria, this like fear around like, look at all these stats about like rising rates of gay people and trans people. It's like they've always been there.
Right.
You just didn't want to talk about it. Like
50,000 people looking in the right
arrested for cruising. Yeah, like doesn't even account for the people that didn't get caught or the people that never cruised but had those tendencies or proclivities, who were gay, you know? Yeah. So it's helpful to look at the history and be like, nope, numbers are there. You are just using self-reporting census numbers, which we literally didn't have because it was criminalized, you fucking idiots.
So why would I say, you know what I mean? Like, why would they put down on the, how you identify. Should we do the showdown?
Let's do the showdown.
Cool. Redneck just married, fucks stranger in mall bathroom.
Mall bathroom.
Just
love
married.
To see it. Just married.
Still's got the suit on.
Yeah, she's wearing the dress. She has to return it to David's bridal in a sec. Yeah. I don't always say she, but like in my mind, this was like a role play cruise. Okay. I don't know. Doesn't actually make sense. It's probably like the groom sneaking off and like making it happen.
He fucks the stranger. Like, yeah.
My mind was like, we're doing
No, she's we're doing a role play. And she said, I'm returning this dress, but I'm keeping the ring, honey.
Okay, there we go. We got the plot to come all the way around. In my mind, it was two gay men and one of them was like cross-dressing. Okay. I created a really elaborate scenario. Huh. I don't know where my brain went just then.
Well, that wouldn't be the stranger then.
You know? Oh, there you go. There you go.
So,
okay.
Anyways.
Other places I don't particularly want to bang. Cruising in Walmart bathroom jerk off and suck.
There's a little bit of a theme here.
Super centers.
We went from
shopping.
The mall. We went from the mall, a redneck in a mall, to Walmart, you know, which, you know, is sort of redneck mall. You get everything you need there.
You can get your pretzel on the way out. Go ahead.
Cruising in London. I know what your daddy did last summer.
Oh, literally does. Yeah, literally does know.
Yeah.
Three raw, trashy lads, horny as fuck, and still cruising. Just good, clean fun.
Yeah, of course. You know? Okay.
Trashy lads. That's a nice detail.
Okay, another cruising, ... stranger on a bridge. there's like a missing sense of enthusiasm to this that I kind there's of, that tickles me.
There's something wistful about it. Strangers
another
on a
cruising,
bridge.
Another
cruising,
...
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that sounds like a cruising profile.
July 10th, 1987.
Cruised again.
Another cruising.
Cruising on the bridge. But something about like cruising on the bridge makes it sound like Bridges of Madison County. Like it's romantic. Yeah. It's
stranger on a bridge, in fact.
Stranger on a bridge. That's what it was. Stranger on a bridge. Stranger on a bridge. Yeah, Stranger on a Bridge is like the title of a great smut novel. So maybe I'm into that one.
Well, write it.
Here we go. Finally, my erotic literature premiere. Gangbanged by strangers at the highway in June 2021.
Ooh.
So straightforward, you know, a lot of highway action.
Highway.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably one of those rest stops.
Of course.
It could be like the side of the road, but.
Yeah. If you
part of the cruising is discretion.
Think that there's not any cruising going on in the rest stop off the highway, you're living under a rock.
You know? That's your runner this episode. If you think that
if you
people
think
are fucking in the stall
in the Walmart Supercenter, there's
you go to Walmart,
and
there's someone actively fucking in that bathroom.
You're out your damn mind.
You're outside your mind.
All right, last one from me.
Okay.
Park stranger catches me jacking my big cock and offers help.
How helpful.
I know.
Just wonderful of that stranger to offer
helping
that help.
Helping hands.
Helping friends, helping hands. Okay, last one for me.
Yeah.
I was super horny and I needed raw cock in my mouth and my butt, so I headed out on the hunt. I stopped by and sucked my hot daddy off, and then I went to a nearby Motel 6 and this sexy Canadian guy pumped his load up my butt. Perfect afternoon. Next.
What? Wow.
Yeah, believe.
If you think there's no cruising happening at the Motel 6
with a sexy Canadian guy popping his load up my butt, you got another thing coming.
Ooh.
Next.
Let's take a break.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Cruising, another Uber pool passenger. This is from Jason Parker. And we actually found it on Pornhub from his
own verified profile.
Yeah. And, you know, it's pretty straightforward. I did find it interesting. So Jason, like, gets into an Uber pool. He's, like, recording himself in the backseat and sort of, like, jerking off and touching his hard on. Mm-hmm. And he's got a mask on, which is important.
Interesting detail.
And then, you know, he's sort of like, you know, like squeezing himself in a way over his gym shorts, which I also really love. I love
gym shorts.
Gym shorts, like a guy with a boner and a gym short. Ooh, hot. Mm. It's like something nostalgic about it for me. You know, it like brings me back from like high school, college
middle
days.
School, yeah. High
middle school. Middle school, sure, yes.
I mean, that's when, like, shorts started to be a thing you noticed,
the first
right?
time I ever, like, touched a dick was, like, over, like, basketball shorts.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so formative, formative experience.
And I remember being, like, it was, like, me and my best friend and, like, these other two guys, we were best friends, and we were just, like, outside in her backyard, like, at, like, 9 o'clock at night, like, 10 o'clock at night, and I was, like, literally, we both were literally just, like, silently, like, touching these guys' sticks.
Cruising in your own way.
Literally. And we were just like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. It's like getting hard, you know?
Yeah.
It was exciting. So
we're in this Uber pool.
Yeah.
Guys like jerk his junk before anybody gets in, but then this other guy gets in. And I feel like there's a little bit of like, when the guy gets in, he's like, what's up, man? Like kind of uses a little of like, bro coding almost, like he sort of like puts on a mask thing that sort of melts away a little bit.
They're both wearing masks.
They're
also
both wearing masks.
Adds to the anonymity. You know what I'm saying.
Anonymity. Yeah.
Thank you.
And we've got our camera set up in the corner, so we're kind of getting like a near shot of the guy we start with and then the other guy like behind him on the other seat.
Yeah.
And he starts sort of signaling. He starts just very discreetly, both hands over his cock, and then will kind of just move. But the guy, like, notices when he puts his hand over his cock, which is kind of his way of, like, signaling back. And then he kind of puts his hands over his own cock.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just, like, reach across and start jerking each other off.
Skiing, you know? There's a little bit of, like, jerking himself, jerking the other guy.
Yeah.
And I have to say, I loved how subtle it was. Like, a lot of it was just because they were also wearing masks.
Mm-hmm.
There was something that added to it that was just like eye contact and eye movement that was really hot to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Also, important detail, the soundtrack for the entire ride is NPR's NPR? All Things Considered.
Yes. It's not
And at
music.
One point, they actually are like, hey, can you turn this up, actually? Yeah. And like, turn up the All Things Considered, which is just a delicious detail.
I know. That was funny. And like, you know, Jason's sort of like talking to the driver, like, oh, can you actually take 23? Like, yeah, thank you. And like, he sort of talks to the guy. He's like, so are you going downtown? Like, hopefully this isn't too far out of your way.
Yeah.
While they're like jerking each other off. And I like loved that. I love anytime you're like trying to hide something sexy.
Yeah, happening. Covering for it.
Yes.
They're like, hey, man. Like at one point he's like, hey, I hope I'm not going too far out of your way. You headed south, man? You headed south? Like while they're actively jerking each other off. I was like, this is cool.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, I thought this video was really successful because it – feels like believable cruising, mm-hmm. you know? Like, I yeah. think this is staged. I think somebody's of just course. Driving a car around,
yeah.
especially because it's Jason who gets in second.
yeah.
And doesn't, right? It's Jason who gets in second and doesn't yeah, set up the camera?
Him first.
Oh, it is him first. Hit. Okay.
Yeah. I could, but what kills me is
on,
like,
so I yeah, wasn't
they
sure.
have masks. They have masks on, and like famously, like at, when we were having to wear masks, Uber Pool didn't exist.
Yeah.
You know, like, so
yeah,
they I shut mean, it's that
come,
down.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's come back like since then. So maybe two people yeah. are wearing masks in their Uber Pool, but it's not like right. the era of that requirement. So right. it's kind of leaning into that though. It's leaning into the like possibility yeah. of meeting someone that way, especially in a time when it was so hard.
Yeah.
To fuck, you know, mm-hmm. and that would be a COVID safe way to do it. You know, the CDC did recommend fucking through walls and using yeah. glory holes.
They
basically.
Really did. They really
so,
did.
So an Uber cruise is the next best thing, right?
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, I thought it was great because like the amateur nature of it really leans into the cruising. Like you want to yeah. believe that these people really are encountering each other. And this video does a great yeah. job of simulating that, I think.
Totally. Totally. Should we talk about the other video?
Yeah.
Rick stumbles upon Frankie from Anonimo.com. We found it on Xhamster. The title is funny to me. So I couldn't figure out who was who in the video. I
yeah.
was trying to research that and there wasn't really information.
I mean, if Rick stumbles across, Rick yeah. might be the guy
the
that we start with
yeah.
because he encounters
right.
the other guy jerking it in this kind of clearing.
Right.
The first thing that I struggled with this video is, like, it's kind of giving us, like, Bramble's energy. It's not Central Park or
no,
anywhere that
it's
I
like
recognize.
It's, like, next to a busy street.
But it's next to a busy street. We sort of simulate, like, going through a section of trees, but then we're just in this, like, full open patio.
Yeah.
And they kind of start being like, let's just discreetly jerk each other off. Let's kind of keep our T-shirts on.
Right.
But then they're just
right.
fully naked and fucking, and I'm like,
yeah.
But it's not, that's not how it would go. You'd be better concealed.
Yeah.
You'd be taking more precautions.
Right.
Which, like, took me out of it a little, as much as it
yeah.
was like, sure, let's just get into the sex. You kind of want to let yeah. them do that. But, like, for a cruising vid, I'm like, I want to believe that you're really.
I want clothes still on.
Operating
you know?
With the utmost discretion. Yeah. You
want
it to feel as real
to be
as
like,
possible.
At any second. They have to
yes.
pull up and, like, walk away. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the performers did kind of make the most of it by, like, looking around a lot. Like, there's
sure,
a lot of, like,
yeah.
checking. Like, the guy that we stumble upon
yeah.
was doing a lot of, like, looking around and sort of
yeah.
covering that aspect of it. But I'm like, we would just never get to the point where we're both
right.
fully naked and one of us is riding the other, you
right.
know?
Right, right.
Also, lube?
I know, yeah.
Where was it?
Also, like, what, the birds. Loud-ass birds. Really loud bird soundscape happening. What also killed me was at the beginning of it, like, Rick was, like, he was just, like, bent over in a way, and I literally wrote, is he ill? Like, what's happening? And I was like, oh, he's maybe stretching. Like, he's supposed to be going for a run, but he's wearing, like, loose-fitting shoes. Like, there's nothing about this that says going
that
for a run to me.
Yeah.
So... yeah, really interesting choices all around. This didn't really do it for me, but I will say that the Jason Parker bit turned me on.
Yeah, this one didn't blow my mind either. I also mm-hmm. wasn't obsessed with how young the performers looked. Like,
yeah,
they're clearly
yeah.
aiming for
teen
a feeling of teenagers and, like,
yeah.
petite young teenagers, which,
yeah.
you know, doesn't grab me.
Right.
Because I want them to be safe and consenting.
Right.
And,
totally.
Like, you want someone that age to be having those consent conversations.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, I need to get this in the woods.
Right, right.
Which it just speaks to, like, the marginalization of gay people. But
yeah, totally.
Yeah, that took me out of it a little bit.
Yeah.
For sure. But, yeah, I would say that Uber Pool could be a great amuse-bouche.
I jerked off to it.
And the Spank Bank.
Yeah.
I watched it at 7 a.m. while I was, like, making oh. myself tea, so I didn't quite
yeah, interesting.
Give it the vibes needed.
7 a.m. is a great time to jerk off.
It is, but, like, kind of still in bed, you
of
know?
Course.
Like,
naturally.
Once you're bustling around the house, it's
yeah,
like,
it's hard to get back in there.
You know.
I hear
yeah.
you. I hear you. I watched it at night before going to bed, which, similarly, also a great time to jerk off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I'm doing most nights.
Yeah. I love that for you. The month of Rachel's gay,
yeah,
gay male experience.
Bonanza.
Gay male bonanza. Gay bonanza.
Well, hey, Thank you so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on TikTok, Instagram, at Girls on Pern. Also on YouTube, youtube.com/@GirlsOnPern, porn without the O. On our website at girlsonporn.com, and also on Patreon, patreon.com/girlsonporn.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe if you haven't already. And if you want to leave us a cheeky little 5-star review, it means the world because we get a lot of just random negative 1-star sex negative reviews. So the 5 stars really mean a lot. They really go a long way for us. And we would love to thank you if you're up for that. You can always leave your Instagram handle.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually any good.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.